You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We're at 500 again.
Hey.
This is Big Papa Squid. I'm Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Phoenix.
Oh, well, we can only hope. And she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the founder, the queen of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And with one Dylon added in the mix and our forces combined, we are the morning shift. As we get rolling on a Friday morning, Allie, let's roll.
I thought for sure you were going to say Gwinnett Stryper's correspondent, Allie Mack, because she was on the scene yesterday, like a straight newscaster. I was like, yes. I'm like plugged in to Allie's Twitter. I'm like, yeah, give me more footage.
I was going to
see this thing.
I was going to let her, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to hype her up.
I wanted you to hype her up. I'm that guy in the back spinning the towel on the bench. I'm like, yeah.
Well, hey, man, you can write it out on a Post-it and slide it over to me.
I mean, we do have a lot going on. I was out at the Stripers game yesterday, and it was really cool because I saw Ronald afterwards. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But I want to get your headlines. What do you guys think we need to talk about today, Mike?
I have no idea anymore when starting pitchers, or when I even feel like starting pitchers should be pulled from baseball games. 85 pitches, 90, 100, sixth inning, ninth inning? I don't know. And I don't even blame Snicker for not knowing at this point.
That sounds like a synopsis, not a headline. But
Bo, what's your headline?
Chris Sale returns to the crime scene.
Okay, that's intriguing. Dylan, what do you have?
I just got a gut feeling that we're getting a 3-1 comeback in the NBA playoffs.
Spicy. I got a gut feeling, too.
We're definitely going to cover that at 620 in the front page. But I do want to talk about the Braves. First of all, find us on social at 929 Morning Shift. You can see the videos of Ronald over at the Stripers game. The number is always today is 404-726-0929. I do want to talk about Braves. Ronald did his first rehab start yesterday over at the Stripers game. And I went to the presser after. Guys, he's ready. He is ready. And
there was in his eye.
He had fire in his eye. There was so much difference between the presser on Wednesday versus yesterday. I am on board.
Yes.
I want Ronald to come back now.
Wow. I love it. I love the fact that, and I think that you can tell me if I'm wrong, putting the Snicker stuff in the rearview mirror for him, he's probably breathing a sigh of relief.
Yes.
He's probably been thinking about that for weeks since it happened. Mm-hmm. Like, Dude, when I get back, I'm going to have to talk about the Snicker thing. I'm ready to get it over with. And now that he is and he's, you know, in Gwinnett and doing all the things and getting hits yesterday, he's like, you know what, man? Feel pretty good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this knee is ready to roll.
Exactly. And he was side by side with Kelnick yesterday. I mean, it didn't feel like there was any animosity, anything going on there. He did. He got a single. He fouled out. And then he got a double. But I was telling Mike earlier this morning, it was funny because he was on third at one point, and I was sitting on the third base line. And Chopper, the mascot, was standing there as well, like in the crowd. And all these kids are going, Chopper! Chopper! They have no idea.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is standing right there.
The kids go for Chopper. The parents go for the MLB player who's rehabbing or has been sent down or whatever. And that's kind of how it goes. It's cool to see. I think it what you are seeing. For me, what I hear is what you're saying, and is that he knew that he had to do, like, you know, you have to come back and you have to do this whole rigmarole with the Snitker, the Kelnick, the whole thing. And now it's all behind him. And it's like, okay, now we can just play baseball. And now that I'm up at AAA, I don't know what their plan is. I'm not sure if you maybe can shine some light on what they have talked about. I would assume he has a day off today, or he plays today and then has a day off Saturday. And then they kind of assess how he feels after that, because that kind of, to me, is what is – that's why I'm holding judgment. I'm not getting excited yet because I'm like, okay, how does it hold up? How sore is he after playing hard? Because that was the thing in 2022, was the soreness, and it just never really went away, and we never saw the version of him we did in 21 before and then in 23 after.
Well, I do have a little insight on his schedule and what he's going to be doing, but first I do want you guys to hear what I was hearing with Ronald last night when he was talking in that presser.
I don't know. I don't know how long, but when they call me, I'll be ready. Amazing, amazing. When you play baseball, best feeling ever, you know. When you come back with two injuries like this, I'm so excited, man. I can't explain that. Oh, I just want to make a good contact, be on time, be ready with the pitcher's throw, and have fun. That's, yeah, I'm ready for that moment, man. I'm so excited. I don't know when I can play with the Major League team, but I'm be ready for when they call me.
If we had played the game, take a shot every time Ronald says he's excited,
yeah.
I would not have been able to drive home last night.
He'd have been getting headed towards 37 Main and Buford up there. A little nightcap.
You would have had more shots than we did birdie shots last night in MGA, I'll tell you that. The thing about it that I just love about Ronald is how much he actually loves baseball.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a money factor because you always want to be rewarded for how, you know, what you are, and you don't want other people getting more than when you're better and all that kind of stuff. But he just loves baseball. And that's different than – that's not the same interview you'll hear a lot of professional athletes here, like say. Like, not – there's not a lot of sports you'll hear guys talk about love of the game like you just heard right there. And it's genuine. It's not – it's absolutely genuine. You can tell. And I think that might have been part of what led into what happened on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what he was answering at the beginning of that clip is he's scheduled to be in Gwinnett through Sunday. But someone was saying, you know, if they call you up earlier, you ready to go? And he's like, I don't know. When they call me up, they call me up. But you could kind of see that glimmer in his eye, like, I'm ready to go. If they call me up right now, I'm going.
Yeah, and I'm curious. And what was he, 2-for-3 yesterday?
Yeah.
I think was the final stat line for him. Got the double in the gap. That's nice to see. What's weird about it is, though, I'm looking at the Acuna stuff, and you did a good job filming that last night. Glad you were in attendance for that. And I'm sitting there going, okay, if the hand-eye coordination, the bat speed and everything's there, is that secondary? Like, that's my next thought. Is like, is he able to actually steal bases, leg out doubles? And, of course, he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's not like he had to really, you know, stress it, but, you know, cover the gap in the outfield. That's the kind of next part for me. So I look at the stat line. I see 2-for-3, and I'm like, oh, yeah, bring that man back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's kind of like almost a footnote in, I guess, what the Braves are looking for and the athleticism and the strength to return back in that knee and make sure that he's, you know, being able to do all the things in the plate. We don't want it to linger, as we've seen before. To Bo's point, we don't want that to linger around. I'm sure that's what the Braves are thinking as well.
Yeah, I think it's great you went 2-for-3. Doesn't matter. No, I don't. He could go 0-for-20 to me, and down there. That all I care about is how he feels in the field, like how comfortable he is at the plate. And sure, that does represent itself with some of his at-bats. But to me, when these guys are on rehab assignments, I just want to know how they feel. How do you feel the next day? How does it feel, you know, stopping and cutting and playing in the – those are the things that matter more, because it the rest of it will come. And I don't expect him to, when he finally gets here, to be, you know, 15 for his first 50 with three home runs and 12 RBIs and all like that. I don't expect him to light the world on fire, but just having his presence changes everything.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It completely, yeah, I'm with you. It reorganized everything. And I know we got to get to actually yesterday's game, but this kind of segues into that, Allie. Like, isn't it nice to have a AAA club that just down the street that you know that you can count on? And I'm talking about not only Acuna, but you know Kelnick's getting good work. Mm-hmm. Bryce Elder got sent down yesterday. You're like, all right, fine. And on the flip side, they just, Mishalver balls out yesterday, and Drake Baldwin continues to be hot. And those guys are really young, right? They have developed at the minor league level. And I just think it's so nice to have that team just up the road where you're like, I know they're getting what they need at the AAA level.
Yeah, if you walk through those halls, I mean, you see everyone. They just, like, memorialize the guys that have come out of there, like Austin Riley, Freddie Freeman, of course, Acuna. I mean, it's just amazing to see how well they do down at that level and then come up to the Braves.
The old strippers. Stripers. Yeah. anyways. Yeah, last night, obviously, though, I segued into it a little bit in my headline, A.J. Mishalver, the splitter, is one of the his ability to throw the splitter yesterday was insane. And we're going to have Grant coming up at 8:20. I want to talk to him about this. The put-away pitch, and he gets to 85, and people ask the question, should he have stayed, should he have gone? I don't know. I don't know when you pull pitchers anymore. I feel like more times than not, I'm like, left him in too long. Don't let him get through the order a third time. And then he pulled him yesterday, and I'm going, oh, man. I wish they'd have left him in a little bit longer. Golly, it's 85 pitches. He's young. He's got an explosive arm. He's doing a lot of good things the right way. And Drake Baldwin obviously continues to ball as well. So nice. Again, second time this week. Hey, go back to 500. See what happens.
Yeah, now the 500 game is not as big of a bugaboo as it once was. You're 2-0 in your last two games to try to get to 500. Well, I like those. And your numbers are climbing because what you think you're
undefeated
like
in your last two.
I think you're like 2-5 now to get to 500 or 2-6, something like that. So, like, I don't have a problem with him pulling him. You had a 4-1 lead at the time, and you had hoped that you wouldn't blow anything. I think that's a feel thing. You know, maybe we don't know what was in the dugout. Hey, how you feeling? Yeah, I think I'm good. Oh, you think you're good? Or yeah, I'm strong. You know, I know most guys are going to say they're strong. Dude, he's a young pitcher. So I'm not sitting here and trying to push young pitchers. I'm not this guy. I absolutely have grown to despise the guy that says, well, back in my day, they'd throw 120 pitches every outing. And it's like
they were throwing 79. Okay. Calm down, dude.
It's that that's great. That's good. You know what? Good for your day. If you're having to say that, maybe your day is past. That's all I'll say. But yeah. Look, I think handle him like he is. He's staying up. Bryce Elder gets sent down. Like you mentioned, that's kind of crazy to me. They mentioned they won't go to the six-man rotation because of the off days they have coming up, and they just went in a 17-day stretch, and they're about to be out of that, I think, after this series or something like that. I am a little bit surprised they don't put Holmes in the bullpen, leave Elder as a starter, and then maybe send down, I don't know, De Los Santos. But I guess they feel like Blewett is there going to be their long-inning guy. And that's kind of how they – and they'd rather Elder get work because he still has options.
You also know that Spencer Strider is going to be with the big league club in the next few days.
Which is why Elder got sent down, yeah.
Which is – exactly. So I don't know that this De Los Santos thing, if we've seen the end of that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.